He was wondering if that repetitive riff on the jukebox off in the corner was but a sad refrain for a life spent in vain, or just a requiem for his last quarter. He was only 26, but he'd come a long way from the reservation roads of North Dakota. He had pure Indian blood, but his skin was so pale never had much trouble crossing over. He wore turquoise and silver in the eyes of a killer, though his soul was as gentle as rain. The locals called him a cowboy, and he was in an odd way, 'cause riding the night sky in a low flying plane. From the Colombian jungle to the West Texas prairie, he would bury the loads of double cane. The money was good, but he was well understood. He only did it for the love of his sweet, precious Jane. I let go of trouble. Now she was a girl, not of the best character, a lot of fun, but you could never quite trust her. Broke a lot of hearts and derailed some apple carts, and in Jimmy's eyes she'd never lose her luster. Just didn't feel right until one night I told her, Janie, girl, you know where you should be. She looked at me with those big brown eyes and brushed aside what almost looked like a tear. She said, just once in my life I'm gonna do something right. I'm gonna grab that first plane straight out of here, back to Cabo. Jimmy couldn't believe his eyes when he saw her, but they planned a whole new life together. Fueled up the plane for one last run, but ran into a patch of bad weather. Now sweet Jenny sits on a general's knee in a drug palace outside of college, while poor Jimmy sits